The Hoop Heads podcast is brought to you by Head Start Basketball. Hello and welcome to the Hoop Heads podcast. It's Mike Klensing here with my co-host Jason Sunkel. Today we're going to be discussing five essential skills for all youth basketball players. Skill number one, shooting form. And Jason, I think shooting form is something that kids really lack today. A lot of the reason why is because of the inability to access basketball hoops that are not 10 feet high. When you're 6 or 7 years old and you've got to take the ball from down by your waist and chuck it across your body in order to get the amount of power you need to even get the ball up near the basket, I think that's a big issue.
Yeah, the kids, they form bad habits when they're young because they're throwing the ball, you know, like you said, across your body. And when they do that, then what happens is they get used to throwing it a specific way. And when they throw it the specific way, they can't get readjust to getting it to the 10-foot. So I think really it's important to try to find the facilities that supply the kids the 7-foot hoops, because it's all about getting them to shoot the right form and getting them a good foundation.
Yeah, it's a real challenge to find facilities that have adjustable baskets. Even if you go into most elementary schools that I've ever been in, they almost all have 10-foot baskets, and most of them aren't even adjustable. And when you do get to a facility that's adjustable, a lot of times it's kind of a pain to adjust the basket. And as a result of that, a lot of times they just don't get adjusted. I know we face that with camp. Oftentimes where we go, we don't have the ability to adjust the basket, or if we do, a lot of times there's not somebody available that has the pole or the equipment that is needed to be able to adjust it. And it'd be great if we could get all our kids shooting on baskets that were lower than 10 feet. I know I spent a lot of time when I was a kid shooting on a basket that was a lot lower than 10 feet, starting when I was really young. And then even up into 7th or 8th grade, my basket was still not set at 10 feet. It was at 9 or 9.5. And I think that's what allowed me to really develop the shooting form that enabled me to be a good shooter in my career.
All right. The second essential skill for youth basketball players is ball handling. And we've talked at length about how ball handling is probably the easiest thing for youth to work on. You can basically dribble a basketball anywhere you are. You can walk around the neighborhood dribbling when your family's outside going for a walk. You can dribble around your house if your parents let you, like during commercials and on the carpet, different things like that. It's very easy to practice dribbling because all you need is a ball and yourself. You don't need anything else.
Absolutely. I think that kids are well served to have a ball in their hands as much as possible. If you're the parent of a young basketball player, the more you can encourage them to dribble the ball, the better off they're going to be. There's such a variety now of different things that you can do with the ball. You can just go and find video just about anywhere of different ball handling drills and things you can do. And I remember when I was a kid, I used to do the stationary Pete Maravich ball handling drills, and I would do them on the carpet while I was watching TV in my family room. And my mom, of course, allowed me to do that, which was great. And I think that's something that really helped me as a ball handler and a dribbler. And if we think about why the skill of being a great ball handler is essential for a youth basketball player, kids who can really handle the ball and dribble can get to places that they want to get to on the court, and that gives them such an advantage. You see a game, third, fourth, fifth grade, and you see there are kids that can handle the ball, and those are the kids that go all over the court, can score, and not necessarily because they're better shooters, but simply because they can get to places on the court that enable them to score. And I think working on your ball handling, you said, Jason, great point, that it's convenient, it's easy. You don't need a basketball hoop, you don't need a bunch of friends, you need a small space in your garage, in your basement, on your driveway, in the gym, and a ball. You don't even need a basketball hoop, and you can become a better ball handler. And it pays off very, very quickly when you develop your ball handling skills. Let's move on to number three. The third essential skill for any youth basketball player is simply working on their coordination. And many times, kids today, they just don't play the same way that kids maybe of your generation or my generation played, where we were just outside running around and climbing trees and playing freeze tag. And you know, throwing apples to see who could throw them the furthest or whatever the case might be that helped you to develop your athleticism. And now, you know, what are kids doing? They're playing video games.
Fortnite.
Yeah, I mean, that's their free time. And so as a result of that, I think that they've lost a little bit of the athleticism. And so consequently, as a coach or a parent, you know, we have to guide our kids and have them working on skipping and galloping and jumping rope and doing karaoke and being able to change direction and balance and all those things that, you know, we kind of took for granted back in the previous generations. And now we really have to, you know, really have to work on it with kids.
Well, I definitely see this, you know, today actually at camp, we're in our fourth week of camp. I was doing some of these skills with some of the younger kids, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Why are you doing this for me at basketball camp? It doesn't make sense. But at the same time, they didn't even know half the stuff I was trying to explain to them. Like, they didn't know what karaoke is. They didn't know what doing like specific gallops and the jumps that I was doing. They were like, why would we do this for basketball? And I was like, well, this is more for coordination. You're working on your hand-eye coordination, working on your movement situation. And they kind of, I don't think they really believed that we were doing something that would benefit them on the basketball floor, because they're just not used to doing these activities. And I really think, you know, like we talked about when we were kids, we were out doing things. We were out playing, like we used to freeze tag, ghosts in the graveyard, things like that. We were out playing, and these kids just don't do it and don't have the versatility that they did. And that their motor skills are just not up to snuff as to what they were when we were kids.
Yeah, I think you see it when you try to combine multiple athletic movements, like we were watching today when the kids were running and Coach Don had them turn around. So they're sprinting down the court and then they turn around to backpedal. And many of them look just so mechanical. And when they have to put movements together, which obviously you have to do to be a good basketball player, you have to put movements together. You have to have great footwork. And if you're not coordinated and you don't have the ability to move your feet and be on balance while you're doing it, it's really, really tough to be a good basketball player without good feet, good balance, and good coordination.
Perfect. This kind of leads right into our fourth skill for essential youth basketball players is speed and quickness. And it kind of goes along with coordination. If you have the speed and the quickness to get to certain spots on the floor, and this kind of also goes with ball handling almost, if you have the ability to get quickly to spots on the floor, you're going to get opportunities to score. You're going to get opportunities to really make things happen on the basketball floor. And if you have the speed and quickness, these things can come. I know you're going to talk about it, but you know, I'm not the quickest guy on the floor, but I can get to places if I want to, and using the quickness that I do have has definitely benefited me in the past.
Yeah, I think when it comes to speed and quickness, I'm not sure either one of us are qualified to talk about our own personal speed or quickness. But what I will say on my behalf is that one of the things that helps a youth basketball player, and it also helped me to seem quicker, is the ability to execute fundamental basketball skills properly and understand how to use your feet and how to use your fundamental skills to be able to attack quickly. And when you can do that, you a lot of times appear faster than you actually are. I think if you measured my raw speed, I'm sure I didn't measure out very well, but if you measured my ability to do things on the floor, I probably came out a little bit better. So if you're, again, a coach or a parent or a player, and you're trying to look for ways to improve your speed and quickness, sure, you can go out and run sprints or do plyometrics or work on the Vertimax, or you know, there's a lot of different things that you can do to help improve your raw speed. But if you also work on your basketball skills, you're just going to become quicker relative to the people around you simply because you can execute those skills in a better way. Again, I'll tell a little story about myself here. Coach Don from our basketball camp always tells this story. He coached with me for, 12, 15 years at Richmond Heights High School. And one year our coaching staff got together and played in a men's league. And Don would always say, Mike, he goes, I have no idea how you would, you know, you'd make a move and it looked like the slowest move out there, and then all of a sudden you'd be by the people that were guarding you and at the basket and scoring. And I can never figure out how you do that. And I think that goes to, again, not the fact that I was the quickest guy on the floor.
Deceptively quick
because, again, I could execute the fundamentals of the game. And so I think if you're a kid and you can work on your speed and quickness, both in terms of your raw speed and athleticism, but also in terms of being able to execute the fundamental skills of the game of basketball, I think you're going to really see a dramatic improvement in your performance out on the court. And that goes to our final essential skill for all youth basketball players, and that is the ability to make mistakes. Now, this one doesn't quite fit under the same sort of categories as the first four, but having kids feel comfortable to be able to make mistakes, which means they're challenging themselves, pushing themselves to try new things. We know that from lots of scientific studies out there that we learn best when we're at the edge of our comfort zone or pushing just past what we think we're capable of doing, and that's really where true learning takes place. And so when you're asking kids to push themselves out of their comfort zone, they're going to make mistakes. And we have to accept that those mistakes are part of the learning process. And if we take away kids' ability to make mistakes by yelling at them or criticizing them when they try something new or try something difficult, we're really disincentivizing them from wanting to improve and get better.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I take personal examples from when I was coaching. You know, I would tell kids and teach them something and say, hey, we're going to try this today. And it could be as simple as a left-handed layup and just say, this is practice, guys. You need to work hard and try it, because you're not going to get any better if you don't do what the way you're supposed to do it in practice. You're not going to translate it onto the basketball floor. You know, it's easy for us to get mad at a kid for, you know, or overreact to a kid doing something wrong during a game, you know, because we know obviously we want the situation to work out. But at the same time, in practice, it's really important to give positive feedback as much as you can. And I always tell my kids, you know, oh, good try trying with your left hand. I like seeing that you're using your left hand. I like seeing what you're doing, you know, because it's showing me that they're trying their hardest. And at the same time, you know, because kids, it's easy to be comfortable with a certain situation. It goes along with, like, different skill sets. Like, if I have a kid that I want to work on their post game a little bit, or I want them to go to the basket a little bit more, it's easy for them to stop and jack up a shot from the elbow or take a jumper instead of going to the lane because maybe they don't want to get contact. But at the same time, like, giving them the opportunity to learn from their mistakes and say, hey, just try it. What harm's going to come to it? This is a game, or it's practice. You've got to practice things to get better at them. So I think it's really important to be able to make mistakes.
Yeah, if you encourage kids to try something new. So if you're trying to get a kid, again, who plays in the perimeter to go in the post, or you're getting a right-handed player to try to shoot a left-handed layup, or you're trying to get one of your players to bring the ball up the floor who's not normally a ball handler, and then you turn around and they try to do those things and you take them out of the game or you criticize them, you're going to disincentivize again them from wanting to ever try those things. So it's really, really important that you praise the effort and not the result. So if a kid goes in and shoots a left-handed layup and uses their left hand and they miss, you can't be mad. And then the next time, turn around when they make it with the left, shoot with the left hand and they make it, and then you're cheering. It's got to be consistent that you're rewarding the effort and you're not rewarding what the result is and what the, you know, you want to look at the process. And I think that's one of the things that as a youth coach or a player or as a parent, you know, you want to look at what's the process that we're doing to try to learn and try to improve. So it's really, really important and essential that youth basketball players retain that ability to make mistakes. And mostly that comes, again, from coaches and parents. So, Jason, just quickly to review our five essential skills for all youth basketball players. Number one is making sure that our players have good shooting form. And, again, that starts out with just simple form shooting before you go out on the court and start shooting from 15, 20 feet away. You want to really work on your form shooting. Number two, being able to handle the ball. Players who can handle the ball can get where they want to go on the court. And as we said, ball handling is something that is really easy to practice because you don't need anybody else. You don't need a lot of space. You simply just need a ball and yourself. Number three, coordination. So when you're working on your footwork, when you're working on your general athleticism, the better athlete you are, the better basketball player you ultimately can be. Number four, speed and quickness. When we're talking speed and quickness, we're talking about raw speed, but not only in addition to raw speed and quickness, we're also talking about the ability to execute the fundamentals of basketball in a quick manner, and that makes you appear quicker than you are. And then finally, all youth basketball players should have the ability to make mistakes, because when you're making mistakes, it means you're trying new things and you're learning, and that's how true improvement comes. So again, Jason, those are the five essential skills for all youth basketball players, and thank you for tuning in to the Hoopheads podcast with us, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Thanks for listening to the Hoopheads podcast, brought to you by Head Start Basketball.